Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I don't even know I'm anti-Shador. I just haven't made up my mind yet.
Yeah, and what's funny, anytime you bring these guys on, I think the expectation is that they're just going to say really, really nice things. But I do remember talking to a Texas Tech play-by-play guy the year Mahomes was coming out, and he did not have nice things to say.
Who was a Cavs player? I think it was the Morning Boys. They had on... Oh, it was the Eastern Michigan basketball announcer about Imani Bates.
That's right.
And the guy was just like, this dude's a clown. His dad's a problem.
And so it's like a genuine question with Shador, if he's going to say nice things or not. I genuinely do not know.
And in fairness, 2 years in, we have not really had the bad Imani. Now, again, he was like the 50th pick. And in fairness, he's not done a damn thing in the NBA.
No.
But... He hasn't gotten in trouble. He hasn't been released from a two-way contract. That's kind of a success story if you're still kind of kicking it 2 years later as a two-way player on a two-year contract.
14 people were comparing him to LeBron, though. So, like, I don't know if Imani looks at it this way as a massive success story.
Just because somebody said it 10 years ago and then people have clung to that take. I think it was like 10 years ago with Imani. It's been a minute. But I think I might have learned the wrong lesson this week. And... I think it was 2 days ago, I left the show, and I got in my truck, and my key fob for the parking garage is in my wallet. And so naturally, I reached into my pocket to find my wallet, and it's more of like a money clip meets a wallet, but I reached in, it wasn't there. And so I reached in my other pocket, and it wasn't there. Then we did the whole body scramble, where you just kind of fondle yourself. Look, you know, yeah. Where is it? Which pocket could it be in? And I happened to have a flannel on that day, and I had a hoodie over the flannel, which has two more pockets in it. Then I had a winter coat on, which has five pockets in it, and my pants pockets. Nary anywhere was my wallet.
You got a lot of pockets.
A lot of that day specifically, way too many pockets, which only added the level of comedy as I got frantic.
Yeah.
So I checked all around, like the footboard. Okay, did I leave it in the dashboard? Did I leave it in the center console? Not there. Checked my my bag for work like six times. No dice. Got out. Came back over here. Then I had to look. I looked in here while Jake was doing his first segment. Then I looked back up there in the producer bay. Then I walked all the way over. It's not that far. I'm just fat. To the other side where we do our pre-show. It wasn't there. So then I have to walk back, and then I walk all the way back to the garage, and that's a little bit more farther of a drive. And I asked the lady, I was like, hey, where's the... Wait, like, hey, you guys found anything? And she's like, yeah, we found a wallet today. And I was like, bingo, bango, bongo.
You had to think that was yours.
And so I walk back to the front station here in the lobby. Wait 5 minutes because the guy was on break. He comes back. They've got 10 wallets. 10 wallets that people have missed in like the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Nary one of them was mine. So now I'm panicking. Like, I'm now texting people. But just this side of, did you take my wallet? Like, I didn't accuse. I just asked. But I was thinking, all right, which one of you hooligans did this?
I might have hung up if you called and asked that question. I wouldn't even answer it. I wouldn't be like, no, I just might just hang up.
In fairness, I probably wouldn't call and say, did you take my wallet? I'd probably go like, hey.
Be aggressive on very, yeah,
hey,
very
buddy,
aggressive.
Did you happen to see my wallet anywhere today?
And then I would freak out in the process too then. Because then if you did it that nicely, then I would turn around and be like, do you want me to come back and help you?
I texted multiple people. Keith got back to me. Keith actually called me back. And he's like, so we go through the whole thing. Like, all right, where have you checked? Da, da, da. And he's like, well, we didn't get any on either side of the building. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go retrace my steps. So I pulled my truck all the way back to my original parking spot. And as I'm on the phone with Keith, I get like 5 feet away and I just start dropping expletives as it had been under my truck the whole time.
At least you found it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I was starting to do the dance.
Wait, listen, I'll take finding something in a dumb way over not finding it at all.
Yeah. It's kind of the worst of both worlds because you have the panic episode.
Yeah.
The anxiety. I'm gonna have to cancel all my credit cards and my have to get a new license, which is a pain in the butt. I'm gonna do all this stuff, right? And by the way, it hadn't just been there like since I got into it. It had been there since I got there earlier that day. Because it was like, it was hard as a rock and so freaking cold. It wasn't fully like not cold as hell until I got home and out.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
40 minutes later. So I did find it. I just had another panic attack just telling you the story. That's how it was a little bit of PTSD, not to trivialize that.
It's awful. So I wanted to pitch you on an idea, and I know you're not, I'm pretty confident you're not going to be receptive to it, but in order to do it first, what do you actually have in your wallet? I need to know the severity of the, what are we playing with here? Because I'm trying to pitch you and anyone that's listening the idea
actually
to get rid of the
money.
Wallet. Yeah,
actually,
you do. You got five American dollars.
There's a 20 spot in there.
And oh, wow. Look at that. Okay.
It's $26. Put a little respect on it, please.
All right. What else do you have in your wallet? I need you to, because if I'm going to pitch you on the idea that you could go walletless. And so like what I have a little thing that I put on the back of my phone.
Easy.
And I have three cards in there. That's all I have. I have mm-hmm. three cards. And by the way, I am interested in consolidating it down just to my driver's license.
Wow.
Because my driver's license is what I think is the only thing I need. The other thing I have, my HSA card, mm-hmm. which is now locked into my phone anyway. So it's in my phone. I don't need that. And my credit card, which is also linked to my phone as well. So mm-hmm. the only thing I ever actually need would be my license, which in theory, I could even leave in my car because I'm not going to need it outside of that in basically any situation.
I have everything.
All right, but how many things do you actually use on a daily basis that you cannot possibly have in another spot?
I like optionality.
Yeah. Tell me.
I like
the
idea that
use?
I can have any one of my credit cards on a dime. Maybe I'll pay with
but,
this
But your
today.
Credit cards can all be put in your phone.
I'm not going to do that.
Every one of them can be put in your phone.
China could get it.
It would save you this 40-minute conundrum that you found yourself in, though.
Do you know what? Do you
it would save what happens
once,
if you lose?
Once every year, I do it. Once every year, I have a good panic
attack. If you lose
your
whole wallet like you thought you were going to, mm-hmm. you would have had to cancel all your credit cards. Mm-hmm. You would have to go through the whole process of reordering all your credit cards and doing everything under the sun. You don't have to live with this way anymore.
I mean, I got a...
2025?
I got a Sam's Club card. I got a healthcare card. I got my key fob for the parking garage over there. I got a lot of stuff I can't do without.
I want to see the most useless thing you have in there.
Probably the credit cards.
You just don't need them. You don't need them anymore at this point. You can put all that stuff in phone.
No, I meant because I don't have that much credit.
Oh, I'm so close. Like, this is just on the back of my phone. I am so close to just not even having the thing on the back of my phone. Thing I need is my license. And I can just put that in my car at this
point. You were remarkably paperless. More so than any even like you actually overshot Dustin. Dustin was the most, like, I don't carry anything, cash, just about anything on me. And then you kind of shared with her, you're like to a different degree.
I kind of thought this is what everyone was doing these days. Like, Mac, do you have an actual like big dog wallet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, full wallet.
Jake, you have a wallet that was like, it's like just like big and full with everything that you put in your pocket? Well, you should have heard the other word I was coming up with.
Talking
in my head.
Downtown.
Hello.
No, I just have a slim wallet, so it's kind of like in the middle of what both of you guys have.
I've heard it's kind of about how you use the wallet, not necessarily.
Sure.
There's no way you're going to do this until you die, aren't you?
Yeah, I like it.
Is it convenient
for you? It's like listening to vinyl. I get it. What's funny is I
knew there was no way I would ever convince you to get rid of it. I just knew that was just going to be off the table.
I thought that was reverse psychology.
I know with certainty. If you're a wallet person, you're just never going to go another direction.
By the way, I'm telling you,
life is so much easier this way.
It's a money clip, right? It's a money clip. It's a money clip right there.
For your $26?
My $26. Some days it's $27. If I'm really feeling on it,
yeah.
I'll have 30 in that bad boy.
Look out.
I'm not even afraid. 216-474-0092. How long do you search for your wallet before you give up? Because mine was a 35-minute panic attack. But the real question is, can I live without a wallet? If you are a walletless person out there, I also want to know if anybody's gone walletless and then gone back. Right? They say you can't do that, but I want to hear about that. And we got the 505 next on 92.3 The Fan.